Almost 4 months into the renovations of Ralph Wilson Stadium, the Bills provided a tour of the progress thus far at One Bills Drive. And though the project is about at the midway point, it is clear that most of the work has the needs of the fans in mind.
I want to commend the Buffalo Bills organization for the great work. It's amazing to see how much work has been done in a short period of time. The state, Erie County, and the Bills are all partners in this. The state is investing about $54 million in these renovations. It is about building a fan experience.
The project will increase the number of concession stands from 38 to 43 and will also have a new points of sale system to increase the speed of transactions and reduce the wait in line. There will also be a brand new East End Zone lounge that will be open to all fans during games, providing additional concessions, table stations, and open space for fans to congregate.
We were here last year when we were taking a tour of the facility to see what was needed, and one thing we heard is to strengthen the fan experience, and you see exactly what that is when you do a tour of the work that's being done. A $130 million project in total, and the vast majority that is going to create a better experience for the fans.
Additional restrooms, a new East End scoreboard to provide replays for fans in the west end of the stadium, as well as an out-of-town scoreboard that will also provide updated fantasy stats, are some of the other amenities. The crown jewel of the renovations will be the new Bills store, which will be located right on Abbott Road in front of the west end of the stadium. It will not only be accessible on a daily basis as a retail store, but during games as well to all fans inside the stadium. The Bills are calling it the new front door to One Bills Drive. Meanwhile, Director of Construction Management Joe Frandina admits it's been a rough winter weather-wise on the work crews here at One Bills Drive, but he insists that all the snow we've received this winter here in western New York hasn't thrown them off schedule much at all.
The weather has slowed us down just by a couple of days. The cold temperatures isn't what slowed us down. It's the amount of snow that's been on the ground and covering tools and steels and stuff like that. So we had to do a little bit of digging out, but the weather hasn't been a major problem for us.
And while most of the progress is dealt with tearing out the old and framing up the new, all parties involved are convinced fans will be happy with the final product of what the 350 workers on site will complete in the coming months.
I think when the fans return here in the fall, they're going to see what is not a brand new stadium, of course, but they're going to see a different stadium. And I think it's a stadium they're going to enjoy, they're going to like, and I hope we'll be hearing a lot of compliments about the ease of access around the stadium, the additional restrooms, as well as the increased concession stands.
One thing I've come to understand is how good of an organization the Bills are from the business side. What they do, the challenges, a small market team, they do phenomenal work. This is one more example about caring about their fans, so we're very pleased to be part of it and very happy to be a part of the tour today. Great work, great progress so far, and again, looking forward to opening day.
Project completion is tentatively set for August 1st. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.